Lamed Beis Amar Aleph, on the bottom line, the last two words, Amar Rava. Now, I'm quite forgetful, so what I did is I wrote in, on top of the first line, Amar Rava, and I circled Rava's name. Okay, it's the same Amar Rava from the bottom of the previous Amud, but it's nice to see the name at the top of the Sugya. So Rava is going to say, Midivrei Shneim, from that which both of them said regarding loading and unloading, that unloading takes precedence, unloading the animal, nilmad, we can learn that it must be that Sar Balei Chayim is de'oraisa, I double underline de'oraisa. Now this point that Rav is making takes about five lines to develop till first line is darshin, and I put a point marking in the margin. And here explains Rav, Vafilu Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Shimon, lo kamar, didn't say what he said, ela mishum deloy misay mikra. Remember, according to Rabbi Shimon, it wasn't clear which pasuk meant which one. However, if the words used by the pasuk would have been more clear of Al Mesai Mikra, we would definitely darshan the Kal Vachomer that, hey, if you have to, you're the passerby, you have to help the animal be loaded up, then certainly you would have to unload it because of Tzar Balei Chaim. Umishumai, why would that be? La Mishum, Tzar Balei Chaim, darshinan. Okay, so it must be that both opinions, even Reb Shimon, Masal Tzar Balei Chaim, this concept of animals not wanting them in pain. Now, it could be that the reason why human beings, especially Jews, should not should always try to take an animal out of what appears to be a painful situation. Pain often is, for human beings, you can have mind over matter. Many times we don't. Animals cannot. So the that which we see animals experience, what appears to be pain, it might, so to speak, hurt them, but not the same way it does to us. Because unlike an animal, a person can have mind over matter. Either way, the Gemara attempts to reject this and says, by the way, this attempt at rejection is going to be turned around in about 2.5 lines and shown to be no rejection. But Dilma, says the Gemara, maybe, no, maybe there's another issue. Mishum de'ika chisaron kis. Because there's a loss. If you have the animal standing and its heavy load is on its back, it could weaken its knees. V'hachi kamar, and this is the way to understand things. Colon, mati'ina, when you're unloading an animal, when you're loading up an animal, delays b'chisaron kis, where there is no, ostensibly no loss that could be incurred if you load it up now, or load it up in 20 minutes, or load it up in a few hours, yet chayiv, the fellow who is just passing by, has to help. Prika, then unloading, the isbach chisaron kis, where there is a potential loss of money, of value, of, those that knee buckles and gives out, that could kill the value of the animal, lo kol shekin, not all the more, so you would have to help. The Gemara says that attempt to rejection, not really. We're going to say it's not really rejection. Could very well be that not only does Prika have a potential chisaron kis, Tiina Nami, ask the Gemara, Tiina, ain't ba chisaron kis, and as the Gemara asks as a way of answering, almost a rhetorical question, what, you're saying that if the animal needs to be loaded up and it's not being loaded up, there's no potential loss? Mi lo yaskinen, could we not easily be discussing a case? Da'ata hachi v'hachi, why is the person transporting things on the animal to get it to a market to sell? Well, if he can't get it on time to the market, which is going to close soon, da'ata hachi batel mishuke, he'll be nullified, he'll be avoided, he'll basically miss the market day, and that will definitely be a loss. Inami, alternatively, you never know if it's not the safest area. Asuganvi, thieves could come along, b'shakli kol matika b'hadei, if he's stuck there for a long time with the load, people could steal from him, and therefore it seems like Rava stands that it would appear to be that it is d'oraisa, the Tzar Balei Chaim. Teda, and now when we further try to prove Teda that Tzar Balei Chaim must be d'oraisa, I double underline d'oraisa, I put a diamond around the Teda, and the reason is we're going to have another one about 8 lines down. First word on the line is Masa'o, and I put a diamond around that Teda. So the Teda seems to, at least initially, be brought to further support that Tzar Balei Chaim is d'oraisa. Teda that Tzar Balei Chaim is d'oraisa, Tiktani Seifa. Because if we keep reading in the Mishnah, here's a quote, about 2.5 lines, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, underline his name, Oimer, Im Hayalav Yesra Masal. This is an animal, and it's got, I don't know, the typical donkey of that size can carry 100 pounds, let's say, and it's got 200 pounds on its back. And you're walking by, Ein Zakukloi. You, the walker buyer, you don't really have to see to it. Shene'emar, because the pasuk clearly delineates the boundaries of when a person's chayiv. It says when a person is walking by and sees a animal crouching under tachas masa'oi, under its load. And we darshan from that to mean masa'oi sheyachol lamoid by. Has to be a reasonable package or weight or thing that it's carrying that it would normally be able to stand with it. And therefore, if you see it's like overloaded, you don't have to help. That's the end of the quote of the Mishnah, close the right angle. Now, Lav Michlalis, does that not seem to imply, that's Rabbi Yossi saying that. Does that not seem to imply that the Tanai Kama, that would be the Rabban Rab Shim in the earlier Tanaim in the Mishnah, Savar Zakukloi? That no, if you're walking by and you see an animal that's stuck under its load, even if it's got a much heavier load than would be normally put on it, you'd still have to see to it. Now, why would that be my Taima? Lav Mishum, is it not because it's Sar Balei Chayim must be Daraisa, and that would be a further proof that seemingly Sar Balei Chayim is Daraisa. The Gemara rejects us and says, no, maybe not. Dilma, when the Pasuk uses the term, two-word quote, tachas masa'o, that actually is a point of machlokus between Rabbi Yossi versus the earlier Tanaic opinions. When it says, you see an animal crouching underneath, it's burned. Rabbi Yossi, we underline, Savar Darshinan Tachas Maso, he says that underneath its burden, well, we darshin it to mean its burden, Maso Ishiyacholamoy, but its burden meaning what would be normal for it to be able to carry. Kama, Virabbanan, I don't know the Rabbanan Savri, they say, no, we simply don't darshin at that. Lo Darshinan Tachas Maso. We don't darshin that when it says Tachas Maso, it means it has to be what would be reasonable for it to carry, but if it's more, then you don't have the mitzvah. Kama connector, and here we have a Teda, because it seems like the Gemara is going to reverse what we had suggested up until now. Teda, know that this is true, that Tsar Balei Chaim is Lav Daraisa. Now I triple underline the word Lav. It goes against what we've been saying up till now, but actually Tsar Balei Chaim is not Daraisa. And how do we know that? Well, Diktani Reisha. Here is a quote from the earlier part of the Mishnah. It goes from here till the end of the next line. I put the right angles in. That if you have a person who's got an animal and the animal has a load and the animal is apparently stuck because the load is too heavy, halach v'yashav lay, and the owner or the one who's going along with the animal, he goes and kind of plops himself down somewhere, v'amar lay, and he sees you walking by and says, hey, buddy. Hayil v'alecha mitzvah lifroik. Listen, you got a mitzvah from the Lord to unload. Proka, go unload my animal, please. Well, what do we say in the Mishnah? Putter, I dot on the word putter. Putter, no, there you would be not responsible to go unload. Shenemar, because the pasuk clearly says that if you're unloading, you're doing it imai, I put that in quotation marks, with him. That's the end of the quote of the Mishnah connector. V'yisal kadaitech, if you were to possibly think that Sar Balei Chayim is Daraisa, then what difference does it make, Mali Isei Lamari Bahadei, whether the master is there, kind of like unloading with this passerby and helping out, Umali Ki Leisei Lamari Bahadei, or what difference would it make if the master is not there? Listen, there's a Tsar Balei Chayim issue going on. The animal is in Tsar. You got to take it off either way. So the Gemara says, no, actually, Lo'ilam, and I would vector the Lo'ilam. Lo'ilam Tsar Balei Chayim is Daraisa. And here I double underline Daraisa again. We're ping-ponging back and forth here. At this point, the Gemara wants to say that the issue of Sar Balei Chaim is Daraisa. Mi Savris, who says that when the Mishnah said the walker-buyer is Putter, I put the Putter in right angles, that means that equals Putter Legamri? Question mark, comma. Really? Putter means just you can continue walking and buy, you're totally off the hook? Oh no. Dilma, I think the Vav is taken up by the Bach, the opening Vav. Dilma, Putter, that word in right angles, equals bechinam. Putter means, yeah, you're putter from helping out and not getting any sort of compensation, but you still have to help. V'chayiv biskar, but you get compensated for your assistance. Kama v'hachi kam rachmona, and this is the way we would understand what the pasuk is saying. Colon. Ki'i say the mare, I squiggle underline the word ki'i, and then one line later, I squiggle underline the word v'ki again. Ki'i say le mare bahade. Listen, if you see an animal, and it's got a load that clearly it can't handle, and the person who's with the animal is there helping to unload, avad gabe bechinam, then you should also help and help him unload it. However, ki'i say le mare bahade, if the person who's with the animal is not there along with it, then avad gabe bechinam. Then you would have to take the packages off, and you'd get compensated for it. And the reason you have to do it is because it's Sar Balei Chaim. Lo'ilam Sar Balei Chaim is Daraisa. Okay, what is Sar Balei Chaim? I think the Gemara is concluding is Daraisa. Lema Mesayele, should we say that this would be a support to Rava? It's a brisa goes just over line. I boxed it off. It says here, Behemas Ovid Kaychavim, the animal of a Gentile, Metapel Ba Kebehemas Yisrael. You have to deal with it just like you would a Jewish owned animal. That's the end of the Tanaic source. Now, E Amris, I squiggle underline the E. 2 lines later, I squiggle underline the Ella E. So if you want to see Amris Bishlamah, if you want to say the following, everything is fine and dandy, that Sarba Leichaim is Daraisa, Kama Mishum Hachi, because of that, Mitzapa Baka Behemas Yisrael. That's why, even though it's a Gentile-owned animal, you still have to deal with it because it's an animal that's in Sar. Kama Ela I Amris. Rather, if you want to say that Sarba Leichaim is not Daraisa, Amai Mitzapa Baka Behemas Yisrael, why would you, if you're walking by and you see a Gentile animal, Muslim that's Gentile-owned animal, why would you have to help it out like you would help out a Jewish animal? So the Gemara says, no, that's not necessarily clear from there. Hasam, Mishum Eva. The reason you would have to help out the Gentile is because we want to avoid disharmony. We want to avoid, literally, hate. And therefore, it's important that if a Jew is passing by, he helps out the Gentile with his animal. Hachnam Mistabra, it kind of makes sense to say that this is not really Mikra Din. Diktani, for we have another Tanaic source, and it says, it goes from here till the end of the line, I box it off, that if the load that the Gentile was carrying on the animal was Im Haisa Tuna, Yayin Aser, Yayin Aser would be, let's say, non-kosher wine, maybe even Yayin Nesach, Ein Zakuk Loi. You do not have to deal with that. Now, E Amris, I squiggle around the E. If you want to say Bishlama, that it's not Daraisa, that if there's an animal in pain, it's an issue, it's a concept, but it's not Daraisa requirement. Mishum Hachi Ein Zakukloi. That's why in this case, since what it happens to be carrying is contraband, you would not have to deal with it. Ela E, I squiggle around the L-E. Ela E Amris Daraisa. If the animal is there and it's too heavy to load, and that concept of Sarba L'chaim is Daraisa, am I in Zakukloi? Why would you possibly not have to deal with this? Well, the Gemara says, actually, Hachi Ka'amar. This is the rejection of the Hachinami Stabra that we had suggested 2 lines ago. And really, the way you should understand the Tanaic source is not if it's laden with Aser wine, meaning like it has Aser wine in its back currently, rather, Ulehatina, and I don't know Ulehatina, and to help load on Yayin Aser. That ain zakukloi, which seemingly could very well be that you would have to unload it. Just loading it up, you would not allowed to do, and you'd have to unload it. Why? Because of Sar Balei Chaim. So, Tashma. Put a triangle in this Tashma. We'll try to discover whether Sar Balei Chaim is Daraisa or Rabbanan. 5 lines from the bottom. First word line is Daraisa. Put a triangle around that Tashma. 2 lines below that. Fourth word on the line is Tashma, put a triangle around that. And on the last line, the last 2 words are Tashma, put a triangle around that. So here we have a number of Tanaic sources. Let's see if we can prove anything on this issue. Tashma, come in here. And this Tanaic source goes all of 6 words. We box it off. It says, Behemas Eved Kechavim, Gentile-owned animal. Umaso Yisrael, the load, however, seems to be owned by a Jew. Then the Pasuk says, Vechadalta. Thou shalt cease. Okay. Now, v'yamris, if you're going to say that Sar Balei Chaim is Daraisa, amai v'chadalta, why should you not help out? Azoiv ta'azoiv mi ba'ele. You should go along with the that you have to surely help him. So the Gemara says, no, really it could be lo'ilam, Sar Balei Chaim is Daraisa, and what's going on over there is not removing packages, rather, hasam b'te'ina, the issue is helping load up the packages. Well, 1 second. If that's the case, Ema Seifa, keep reading in that Brisa. And the Brisa continues for another 7 words. If the scenario is the opposite, it's a Behemas Yisrael, a Jewish-owned animal, and the load is Gentile-owned, then, and we quote 2 words in the Pasuk, Azoiv ta'azoiv, thou shalt surely help. That's the end of the Tanaic source. Now, v'ibetina, if what we're talking about is loading up, am I azoiv ta'azoiv? Like, why would you help out? Well, mishum tzara di Yisrael. You know why? Because the animal is Jewish-owned. You're helping out. You're helping out like your fellow Jews. Car broke down. Well, ihachi, if that's the case, if the load package is Jewish-owned, afilu reisha nami, then even in the reisha you should help out. Well, you see, the reisha, you don't help out. We have the pasuk v'chadalta because bechamar oved koychavim. The owner of the load is not there. It's only the donkey driver, and the donkey driver is a Gentile. Okay, and you don't have to help him load up. Seifa, however, the later part of the braisa, the one that we had two lines ago, that's where the driver is a Jew. The donkey driver is a Jew, Bechamar Yisrael. Now, that's very convenient that we make the donkey driver in the Reisha Gentile, and in the Seifa, Jewish. Ask the Gemara, my paskis, what do you see that would indicate that that would actually be the case? Well, because we know who owns the donkey, or the animal. In the Reisha, it's Gentile-owned. In the Seifa, it's Jewish-owned. Stama de Milson, in general, Inish, if you have a person who owns a donkey, Basar Chamreyaz will probably be the one who is, along with his donkey, transporting whatever is being transported. Kama, Vaha, 1 second. Those two terms, the term I put in quotation marks, Vechadalta, and the term, it's in its own quotation marks, Vazoiv Tazoiv, Beprika Hu Dixivi. Both of those, as far as we thought, you look in the context of the Psukim, are talking about helping unload the animal, in which case you must be talking about Prika. Amarle, or I guess the Girsa changes this because I don't know who was saying to who over here. I don't think we had any names, but Elaha Mani, who would be the author here, it's none other than a Shita Srebiosia Glilihi. Da Amar, that Shita, and that's, I guess we're being introduced to this now, he holds that Sar Bale Chaim is actually not a Deoraisa. Tashma, we try again. This snake source gives you the following dilemma. It boxes it off, it goes from here till the end of the line. You have an Oihev, a person who, a friend, someone who you like, has an animal that needs to be lifreik to be unloaded. Vesaine, and your enemy, someone you don't like, has an animal that needs to be loaded up. And you got which way do you go? What do you do? Mitzvah besaine, says the Bryce, it's actually the preferred, the recommended. What you're supposed to do is go help out the person who you actually don't like. Why would you do that? Well, kidei lach v'zitzrei, so as to get the better of your Yetzirah, who's probably telling you a million and one reasons why you shouldn't help that guy. Now, that's the end of the snake source. If you're going to try to say that Sar Bale Chaim is d'oraisa, and there's an animal that's suffering under its load, ha, adifle, wouldn't it be more important to first help unload the animal? Says the Gemara, all else being equal, yeah, but here, where the issue is breaking your bad midos, that actually takes precedence. Afilu hachi, kedei loch v'sietzrei, adif takes precedence. So, Tashma, we try again. Another triangle. Another tank source, this one also conveniently goes till the end of the line. We box it off. When we talk about a sone sha'amru, which we assume, the one you don't like, your enemy, is talking about in the pasuk, when it says, if you happen to see the donkey of your enemy that's crouching under its load, is a sone Yisrael. It means the person who you don't like is a fellow Jew, and not a Gentile. Now, that's the end of the next source of Yamris. If you're going to say that the concept of an animal suffering, Sar Bale Chaim, is Daraisa, Mali, what difference does it make then if the person who you don't like is Jewish? Mali, or what difference would it make if he's Gentile? It shouldn't make any difference. It's the animal suffering. So the Gemara rejects this as being absolute and says, Misavris, Asoine de Kro Kai. Who says, and this is the way I explained it, but we're actually going to come off of that, that when the Brisa, two lines ago, introduced the term sone, your enemy, we're talking about the sone in the pasuk. No, asone de masnisen, or the sone de masnisen, the sone mentioned in the Tanaic source is what we're talking about. The earlier Tanaic source that we had, where you had this dilemma, there's a friend of yours who has to be unloaded his animal, and there's a person you don't like who has to load up his animal. That's what we're referring to. So, Tashma, we try, I believe, one last time. With the following two-line and one-word Tanaic source. Quoting the pasuk. The pasuk talks about if you're walking down the road and you see the animal crouching underneath its load. Now, the term that's used in the pasuk is it happens to be crouching. It happens to be crouching. So we're going to darshan this word a few times. When the pasuk says rove, it's crouching veloy ravtsan. That can't be an animal which constantly, even if it's loaded up with a a normal amount of packaging would crouch down. It has to be like a one-off thing. Also, when the pasuk says one word in quotation marks, roivets v'loyoy made, and not currently standing, comma, tachas maso, I put that in quotation marks, v'lo mefurak, it has to be there under its load and not already unloaded. Also, tachas maso, I put that in quotation marks, equals masvish yochalamay, but it has to be the type of load that is reasonable for this animal to carry. That's the end of the snake source. V'yamris, if you're going to try to say sarba lechaim is daraisa, well, then why do any of these things make a difference? Mali, whether it's crouching, mali ravsan, or it's an animal that tends to crouch down and not be able to deal with it, mali oimed, or if it's standing. So, well, once again, the Gemara comes on to that this would not be a necessarily a proof for what the mainstream opinion is, because hamani, this happens to be according to Rabbi Yossi Aglilihi, comma connector to Amar. He's the opinion, and we've had this before, who says Sarba Lechaim is actually only a Dirabonan. Comma. Hachanami Stab, it actually makes sense to say like this, the Katani, because it said in the above snake source, here's a quote, six words, two words in the Pasuk, quotation marks, Tachas Maso, under its load, that equals a Maso Ishiachalamai, but it has to be the type of load that would be normal for the animal to be able to carry. Well, who is it that we know holds it this far? Well, that's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Shema Minah, that this must all be according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Asks the Gemara a question, which takes about six lines to develop. Really? You want to say the above the next source is going according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili? The Ha Katani Seifa, the Seifa had said, quote, Tachas Maso, Veloi Mefurak, not an animal that's already unloaded. Now, how are we going to understand that? My, two words right angles, loy mefoyrak. Ilema, loy mefoyrak. Klal, it's not an animal that's already unloaded at all. Well, haksiv, it does say clearly in the pasuk, katem takim imoy, that you have to help stand up the animal. Ela pshita, what it must mean is loy mefoyrak, that you don't help him unload it bechinam, for free. Now, you don't have to do it for free. Ela bischar, you're allowed to send him a bill in the mail. Naman shamas leidisle haisfara. Who holds this far? That's not Rabbi Yossi. That's actually the Rabbanan. So we answer that even though it seems to be it's the Rabbanan, loilam, really is Rabbi Yossi aglilihi. Ubeteina, when it comes to the loading up issue as opposed to the unloading issue, when it comes to the loading up issue, savarla kirabanan, and not like Rabbi Shimon. Period. Tana, or Tana Rabbanan, we have a brace that goes for almost four lines. Quoting the Pasuk, you happen to walk along the street and you see, ki tira, I put those two words in quotation marks, you see? Now, yachla fil merafayku, that would be even if it's like you see way off in the distance. No, Tama loimar, the Pasuk also describes the scene as being, two words in quotation marks, ki sifka, when you happen upon, or when you bump into. Now, that sounds like you're right there, and like the animal's right in front of you. Iki sifka, yochol pagia mamish, you literally have to be right there. No, tamal laimar. The other way the pasuk described the scene was kisira, when you happen to see, which does indicate a little bit off in the distance. The izo hi re'ia sheishpa pagia. Well, what is considered a distance which you can see, but it's almost like you're kind of already there? Well, shiroi chachamim, the rabbis assess that to be echad mi shevo mechsa, one over 7.5 or 2/15 b'mil of a mil, or about a kilometer, v'zehu ris, approximately ris, so I don't know, about 150 meters, we'd say, something like that, and that's what's known as a ris. That's the end of the snake source. Tana, we have a little brisa, four words, umedoda imoy ad parsa. You have to kind of like, I think medoda is usually like waddle along, walk along, after you help load up the load back onto the animal, you have to kind of walk along with them for quite a while, and the concern being because, animal might fall again, and then you won't have anyone to help him. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, he points out, and with this we'll conclude, v'noitzel schar, you would be entitled to wages for that additional amount of time that you're kind of walking along with the person, the animal, just to make sure that the animal doesn't collapse under its load again. Adkan.